helping students and healthcare professionals not just survive, but thrive with a purpose. This is the CMDA Student Pulse Podcast with your host, Bill Reichart, National Director of CMDA Campus Ministries.
Well, welcome to another episode of CMDA's Student Pulse Podcast. I'm Bill Reichart, National Director of our Campus and Community Ministries here at CMDA. And with me today on the podcast is Dr. Ashley Toriak. Dr. T, welcome. Ashley, I want to give our audience a little bit of a bio, but I'm going to be kind of cryptic in some ways because I don't want to give away some of the plot points that we're going to talk about a little bit. You are a general peds doc, currently practicing and teaching in Nashville at Vandy, Vanderbilt, and but originally from New Mexico, but you did your training at Vanderbilt, and then tell us a little bit about your where'd you go to residency, and then maybe I'll listen.
Okay, I did residency at Vanderbilt here in Nashville. I've done all of my training at Vanderbilt, so kind of stuck around for everything.
Yeah, so you've arrived in Nashville and haven't left. I know you're having a great impact there, and I think a big part of your impact is really the story that you have to tell and the ways that God used the circumstances of your training period, and we're going to dive into that, because I think it's just so relevant to where our trainees are at right now. So we're going to talk a little bit too about your book, because really a lot of the things we're discussing come out in your book, and it's entitled In Between the Lines of Faith and Work. First of all, what prompted you to write a book? Because, you know, we all go through difficult challenges and unique situations, but why write a book?
Well, at that time, I was doing a lot of missions work. I was taking medical students with me on missions trips, and I was trying to figure out a way to kind of help them take the things, the lessons we were using back to the real world. If I can bring you on the trip, it's great. But mm-hmm. if you haven't been on the trip with me, how could I share some of the same lessons? Mm-hmm. And so that's how I ended up kind of thinking about, well, if I could put it in book form, mm-hmm. then maybe it would be something that even those who can't come on the trip can still get to learn and glean mm-hmm. from. Okay. So that's how that started.
Okay. Well, you start mm-hmm. us in this journey within your book about talking about this tension that you had to bridge between being an excellent doctor and an excellent Christian, you know, walking with the Lord. What finally helped you bridge that gulf, that gap between those two things?
Yeah, I mean, I think early on in my training, it sounded like you were supposed to choose one or the other. Mm-hmm. You were either going to be a good doctor who knew what was happening, mm-hmm. or you were going to go to church. And all of the books I could find at the time, or all of the things I could find talking about it, were basically saying you just need more hours with God. And I was like, well, medical training doesn't work like that. Like, we only have mm-hmm. this much time to mm-hmm. really be able to spend with God. And so does that mean that our relationship is not legit? No. And the more that I kind of worked with my pastor and talked through the meaning of work and how God really values this world and values mm-hmm. the things that we do, I kind of came to understand that even when we're at work, we are worshiping God, we are serving God, and mm-hmm. God values that. Even if we're not in full-time ministry, right. it doesn't mean that our work doesn't matter.
Exactly, yeah. Colossians says, and all you do, whether word or deed, do it unto the Lord. I mean, everything is under the lordship of Christ. There's a part in your book that is very telling. I can't remember if it's when you started med school or residency, but you had somebody kind of giving a speech saying, basically, if you got a family, you're never going to see them. Finances, don't think about it. Hobbies, you know, everything is medicine. I mean, these are the kind of conversations that our students or trainees are hearing. How do you resist that temptation of just shutting off everything in life, and in this case, too, spiritually, for the sake of medicine? How do you resist that?
That was the beginning of residency for me. Okay. And residency, that where that came from is they were literally, the doctors would go and live in the hospital, and that's how they were thought to learn their training and learn their craft. Mm-hmm. And so if it started with everybody has to live here in order to learn anything, that kind of keeps being passed down. Like either you're here all the time, 24/7 with nothing else, mm-hmm. or you won't learn anything. Mm-hmm. And I think God gives us the ability to really kind of have more things in our lives. He cares about relationships. He cares about the things that he's blessed us with. And so if we don't make time for them, if we don't treat them with the same kind of importance that we treat our careers, mm-hmm. then we've got nothing left once we actually get to wherever we're trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
And easier said than done, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have to kind of learn how to balance a little bit in order to learn, but also to be able to actually have relationships with God and with others.
Yeah. So I know you're feeling this tension, mm-hmm. trying to bridge that gulf. And, you know, I didn't mention this to you in our conversation before this, but my son-in-law is a general surgery resident, and he's mm-hmm. he's now in his training years. I think the challenge for him and his wife, my daughter and their family, was that they understood their parameters, they understood the restrictions. They were very clear that they were going to have very limited time. But what they also found challenging was the church didn't always understand that. And there was always this pull, and there has been, and it continues to be. How do you reconcile that? Because, you know, you can self-impose your own internal pressures and expectations, but now you have outside of yourself, people within the church putting expectations. How do you deal with that tension?
I think you really have to think through, I think you really have to treat everything as seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like medical school is very different than residency with the amount of time you have, which is very different than being a doctor. And if you don't think about, maybe I can do that later, if you don't like kind of think about your life like that, then it kind of feels like everything has to be done right now, today. Churches do obviously want people to participate. They want people to serve. And it's a part of how we build and grow in our faith with God, mm-hmm. to be able to serve with others and to be able to spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're literally able to do is mm-hmm. sometimes just not what someone else would be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had to make like my own plans for what was reasonable for me.
Yes.
I actually served with my church doing worship.
Mm-hmm.
But I served, once I got to medical school, it was like once a month, if I was post-call, then I could come serve with you on Sunday night, right? Like I had to make all of these boundaries, basically, so that I could do something reasonable and something that I enjoyed and still serve, but also not drive myself crazy and put a bunch of pressure on myself that took me away from what God has called me to.
Stay with us. More Student Pulse podcast in just a moment. The Great Commission. The body of Christ has been empowered by Jesus to teach a world in great need that his ways are higher than our ways. And yet, even as disciples of Jesus, engaging in the Great Commission can seem confusing and even isolating. Come join us for the Great Commission Dental Conference, where we will be empowered and equipped to go and make disciples of all nations. Together, we will receive the promises and presence of God as a community of Christ-centered dentists desiring His kingdom come and His will be done.
Right. It is a vocation. This is a calling. We have to, we have to lean into that, that it isn't just a job. It really is demanding your life, and it's a calling from God. And so I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up this part of your story, because, you know, when all things are going well, this is a difficult situation going into residency.
Right.
But then you couple it with, you had meningitis, you had diagnosed. Talk about when that happened and how that positioned you for these training years as a resident.
Yeah. Totally crazy. I was sick the week of graduation from medical school.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had a bad cold, and I guess I had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pneumonia progressed, and I got bacterial meningitis. And so I was admitted to the hospital about 4 days after graduating from medical school. And was in the hospital for a couple of weeks. And really, when I came out, trying to function as a normal person, let alone a capable doctor just did not go the way that it went
in
in
my
my
head.
head.
Let's
Let's
put
put
it
it
that
that way.
way.
I
I
kind
kind
of
of
had
had
to
to
reframe
reframe
all
all
of
of
my
my
expectations
expectations
for
for
myself
myself
and
and
what
what
God
God
wanted
wanted
as
as
well.
well.
And
And
so
so
it
it
was
was
a
a
really
really
rough
rough
year
year
trying
trying
to,
to,
one,
one,
recover
recover
from
from
the
the
injury,
injury,
but
but
also
also
trying
trying
to
to
still
still
kind
kind
of
of
fight
fight
for
for
my
my
career
career
and
and
my
my
calling
calling
in
in
medicine
medicine
at
at
the
the
same
same
time.
time.
Yeah. Well, it is because of the calling that you've been able to stay resilient and persevere and remain faithful. What we're talking about here, Ashley, is something that is really not necessarily a natural endeavor. We don't have in and of ourselves the power, the energy, the resilience often to do what is being asked for us to do. And you talk about the Holy Spirit and his role in this. Talk more about that.
I think it's
Something
something that
that
I
I
saw
saw
more
more
after
after
I
I
got
got
sick.
sick.
I'd
I'd
grown
grown
up
up
learning
learning
about
about
the
the
Holy
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit,
and
and
there's
there's
all
all
these
these
things
things
listed
listed
in
in
the
the
Bible
Bible
about
about
what
what
the
the
Holy
Holy
Spirit
Spirit
does,
does,
right?
right?
He
He
is
is
a
a
helper
helper
and
and
helps
helps
you
you
recall
recall
things
things
that
that
you
you
wouldn't
wouldn't
have
have
otherwise
otherwise
known,
known,
or
or
helps
helps
you
you
kind
kind
of
of
understand
understand
things
things
and
and
teach
teach
other
other
people
people
what
what
God
God
has
has
taught.
taught.
There's
There's
all
all
these
these
different
different
biblical
biblical
stories
stories
of
of
how
how
the
the
Holy
Holy
Spirit
Spirit
kind
kind
of
of
interacts
interacts
in
in
our
our
life,
life,
but
but
I
I
think
think
because
because
medicine
medicine
again
again
is
is
so
so
demanding.
demanding.
I
I
had
had
spent
spent
most
most
of
of
my
my
time
time
running
running
my
my
life
life
on
on
my
my
own
own
brain
brain
and
and
running
running
my
my
life
life
on
on
my
my
own
own
energy.
energy.
And
And
when
when
I
I
got
got
sick
sick
and
and
my
my
brain
brain
wasn't
wasn't
functioning
functioning
quite
quite
as
as
well
well
as
as
usual
usual
and
and
my
my
memory
memory
wasn't
wasn't
coming,
coming,
wasn't
wasn't
recalling
recalling
things
things
as
as
quickly,
quickly,
I
I
finally
finally
got
got
humble
humble
enough
enough
to
to
say,
say,
God,
God,
I
I
need
need
your
your
help.
help.
And
And
I
I
think
think
that
that
got
got
me
me
to
to
a
a
great
great
place
place
where
where
I
I
got
got
to
to
see
see
the
the
Holy
Holy
Spirit
Spirit
really
really
help
help
me
me
do
do
things
things
that
that
I
I
felt
felt
like
like
I
I
shouldn't
shouldn't
have
have
otherwise
otherwise
been
been
able
able
to
to
do.
do.
And
And
really
really
just
just
got
got
to
to
see
see
God
God
kind
kind
of
of
step
step
in
in
and
and
help
help
me
me
care
care
for
for
patients
patients
and
and
help
help
me
me
recall
recall
things
things
and
and
help
help
me
me
and
and
talk
talk
to
to
people
people
and
and
give
give
me
me
boldness
boldness
in
in
different
different
ways
ways
that
that
I
I
shouldn't
shouldn't
have
have
had
had
any.
any.
All of my evaluations
evaluations
that
that
year
year
were,
were,
you
you
need
need
more
more
confidence.
confidence.
And
And
I
I
was
was
like,
like,
confidence
confidence
in
in
what?
what?
Like,
Like,
my
my
brain
brain
is
is
not
not
even
even
working
working
right.
right.
And
And
so
so
I
I
really
really
had
had
to
to
think
think
differently
differently
about
about
what
what
it
it
means
means
to
to
be
be
a
a
doctor.
doctor.
And
And
I
I
had
had
to
to
define
define
my
my
confidence
confidence
based
based
on
on
giving
giving
the
the
patients
patients
to
to
God
God
and
and
letting
letting
Him
Him
take
take
care
care
of
of
them.
them.
And
And
I
I
was
was
just
just
helping
helping
as
as
opposed
opposed
to
to
let
let
me
me
be
be
perfect
perfect
and
and
fix
fix
everything
everything
for
for
everyone.
everyone.
Yeah. The things that you're sharing kind of remind me of a book called Practicing the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. You have read it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's just having that continual communion with God. I know we talk about the importance of spiritual disciplines, and they are important, reading the word and prayer, and those things happen. But even in the course of doing going rounding or wherever you happen to be in the hospital or in the clinic, that you can carry that presence forward and in moments of prayer, awareness of God and His strength working in and through you through the power of the Spirit. I mean, there's yeah. Maybe talk a little bit about that. I mean, is that that's the kind of posture I believe that you've learned to take, has it not?
Yeah, and I read
The
the
book,
book,
The
The
Practice
Practice
of
of
the
the Presence
Presence
of
of
God,
God,
in
in
when
when
I
I
was
was
in
in
medical
medical
school.
school.
And so kind of tried to kind of implement some of it back then, even just like I
I
remember
remember
studying
studying
anatomy
anatomy
and
and
saying
saying
like,
like,
thank
thank
you,
you,
God,
God,
for
for
designing
designing
our
our
arms
arms
this
this
way
way
so
so
that
that
we
we
can
can
like
like
hug
hug
or
or
so
so
that
that
we
we
can,
can,
do
do
these
these
different
different
things
things
in
in
our
our
life.
life.
So
So
kind
kind
of
of
got
got
to,
to,
get
get
a
a
little
little
bit
bit
of
of
it
it
back
back
then.
then.
But
But
I
I
think
think
really
really
being
being
able
able
to
to
be
be
in
in
a
a
place
place
where
where
residency,
residency,
you
you
just
just
don't
don't
have
have
a
a
lot
lot
of
of
time.
time.
It's
It's
not
not
like
like
I
I
could
could
spend
spend
more
more
time
time
going
going
to
to
church
church
after
after
I
I
got
got
sick.
sick.
It's
It's
not
not
like
like
I
I
could
could
spend
spend
more
more
time
time
reading
reading
my
my
Bible.
Bible.
It's
It's
not
not
like
like
I
I
had
had
hours
hours
a
a
day
day
to
to
spend
spend
in
in
prayer,
prayer,
but
but
I
I
could
could
take
take
5 seconds
5 seconds
walking
walking
from
from
one
one
patient's
patient's
room
room
to
to
the
the
other
other
patient's
patient's
room
room
and
and
really
really
just
just
spend
spend
that
that
with
with
God.
God.
And
And
if
if
I
I
continue
continue
to
to
just
just
say
say
like,
like,
okay,
okay,
God,
God,
we're
we're
going
going
to
to
the
the
next
next
one.
one.
What
What
else
else
do
do
you
you
see
see
here?
here?
How
How
else
else
would
would
you
you
serve
serve
this
this
patient
patient
that
that
I'm
I'm
not
not
thinking
thinking
about?
about?
And
And
those
those
tiny
tiny
little
little
prayers
prayers
that
that
50
50
tiny
tiny
prayers
prayers
as
as
opposed
opposed
to
to
here's
here's
4 hours
4 hours
of
of
me
me
doing
doing
this
this
very
very
intense
intense
study,
study,
I
I
think
think
was
was
so
so
much
much
more
more
practical
practical
given
given
the
the
time
time
of
of
the
the
day,
day,
but
but
also
also
so
so
much
much
more
more
helpful
helpful
for
for
me
me
in
in
walking
walking
out
out
as
as
a
a
doctor
doctor
and
and
me
me
being
being
able
able
to
to
do
do
my
my
job
job
every
every
single
single
day.
day.
And
And
so
so
it's
it's
such
such
a
a
great
great
way
way
to
to
just
just
bring God with us and
Mm-hmm.
really just kind of take Him to every single part of what we're doing.
Yeah, I think it sounds like it's a life living with more freedom too. Freedom in Christ, freedom in who we are as children of the King. And not being under the weight of, there's a lot of performance in our culture, in this vocation. Do more, try harder. But it sounds like, your posture has been rest in Christ, rest in your own salvation and who you are as a child of God, and practice that presence. Talk more about the freedom that comes in doing just that, as opposed to just the onerous, performance treadmill.
Titus really broke me of that. Like, it really was like, if I just try harder, or if I just spend more hours studying this, or if I just spend more time doing this, like, then it'll get better. But once I got sick, putting in more hours actually just made me more tired, right? Like, the more time that I tried to spend, or the more times I tried to recall something, the more it was working out my brain and making it harder for me to think. Was though It was a weird little circle. I couldn't just work harder and get better. I really had to step back and spend a certain amount of hours each night sleeping, and spend a certain amount of time thinking about nutrition and very basic things that I had ignored all through med school, but realized that I was going to need them to be able to physically get through the day now. But it gave me such but instead of like the weight of my day being on my shoulders and how hard I could work, it became like, God, I have to give you this. And thankfully, God was not like, eh, what are you doing? I don't want to help you. You know, like, that's never God's position or response to us. He always wants to help. He always wants to walk with us, and never wants us to be overwhelmed and perfectionist crazy people who are digging themselves into the ground. Even if that's what it feels like medicine is trying to make us do. And God gives us a way to be able to walk out this job without the expectations and without the extra work that we put on ourselves so much, because He can cover it. He can do what we can't do.
How was this stuff revealed to you in the sense that were you self-discovering it? Did you have a mentor, somebody that was kind of pouring into your life that was helping you kind of figure out how to negotiate all of this?
Kind of both. So in med school, I was put in charge of a Bible study for a group of students that were all grad students and young adults who were working. And because we were all friends, they just started asking all these questions about how bad life was going and how hard things were, and how to like practically get to church but also get this work done, things like that. And so we had kind of started, me and a couple of friends had started independently exploring it when I was in med school. And then in residency, thankfully, one of my pastors said that he really liked taking people through the story of work and the story of redemption in the Bible, and that it was such a good encouragement to people. And I was like, I don't know about that. Like, the Bible's all about salvation. Like, what do you mean redemption? And so being able to go through that with him, he had done such an in-depth study on it, really helped me understand like how much the Bible actually talks about changing this world and God being able to change the very fabric of our lives and being able to change things from bad to good, and seeing that right here on earth, not just one day in heaven, but also being able to see that some here on earth, like what Jesus did when he came to earth.
Stay with us. More Student Pulse podcast in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Griffin, here to tell you about a tremendous resource for Christian healthcare professionals called the Saline Process. This training seminar will give you the capacity and the confidence to address the spiritual needs of your patients within the context of the care you currently provide each day. To learn more and to perhaps host an event in your area, just go to cmda.org/saline. May the Lord use this powerful program to equip you for truly holistic patient care.
Yeah, no, that's exactly, I mean, that's your vocation, is preaching and healing, is bringing an inbreaking of that future reality when all things will be set right, all wounds will be healed, and all will be restored. And it's that inbreaking of that future reality in our present, imperfect, not complete, but it does give a picture of God's loving care and redemption. And I think medicine is such a powerful blending and merging of both the presentation of the gospel and the help and the healing that come, and they just, that's what attracted me to this ministry, CMDA, having been with Crew for many years, watching those two things come together and in effect amplify one another and open up opportunities for people to come to faith, because they're not only hearing about the gospel, they're seeing the care and compassion that a Christian physician like yourself is showcasing. So that's
it's crazy sometimes to think about that. We're like, oh, our job really does make sense, and it does actually reflect the gospel. But it is a beautiful thing when you actually get to see it and live it out.
Yeah. So, what kind of conversations are you getting into with trainees now, having gone through it, reflecting on it, writing about it? What kind of conversations are you encountering? Maybe some encouraging, maybe some challenging, as you talk about these issues with our trainees currently.
Yeah, there's so many challenges within medicine. Mm-hmm. It can be very frustrating. And so one thing is to just kind of, just ways to kind of stay encouraged, just easy ways to get access to people who are going to keep reminding you of what you're called to, mm-hmm. and keep encouraging you even through those bad days, because unfortunately there will be some. So I think that's a huge part.
Well, no, I just don't want to lose this. We can come back to it, but you know what I'm seeing from your story is the power of doing this in community. I think we could think like you were, you know, kind of journeying this alone, but I think you having individuals around you, the power of others who are walking this journey with you, seem to be a key ingredient here.
Sure. Yeah. And I think I had a lot of people who were at my church, mm-hmm. who really kind of came around me at a time where I didn't have much faith left to stand on. I didn't really believe God was going to fix my brain. I didn't really know if I wanted to stay in medicine. And it was their faith that helped me get through those hardest days, and their prayers that really got me through the worst of it. And so I didn't have a great community of other medical people, but being surrounded by people who believe the same thing that you do and can kind of help you stand on those hard days is so crucial.
It is. We've got I think one of the challenges for so many in healthcare is thinking that they're alone. And no, they're not. And I think having gone to NACON yourself, you understand when you see 1,000 other Christian healthcare professionals coming together, worshiping the Lord and wanting to serve, I mean, that does something for you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so encouraging to your spirit to be able to see everyone come together and be like, oh, we're all of one mind. Mm. This is more powerful than you think, even if it doesn't feel that way every day.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, as we kind of bring our conversation to a close, mm-hmm. one of the things, Ashley, that I like to have our guests do is kind of maybe speak directly to them. You know, as you already referenced, you know, our trainees have a host of challenges that they are facing all the time. I think a lot of trainees would believe this, or not a lot, but some would believe that somehow that I can just put my spiritual life on hold and get back to it later when it gets less busy, gets less demanding. Speak to that, maybe directly even to the students, as to, you know, what would be your encouragement? What would you say to them that would help them to resist that temptation of, if, you know, putting their Christian faith on hold?
Yeah, you want to, for sure. You don't have a lot of time, and there's so many other demands on you. But I think I would say what you need to do is find a foundation that you can hold on to that's not going to crack. And I think part of my journey in getting sick was it made me question medicine itself, right? Because if medicine couldn't fix my brain or couldn't fix my memory in the 2 weeks that I was in the hospital, how strong was it really and how capable was it really? So one thing it made me do was really question the things that I had stood on, my own abilities, my belief in the medicine to fix everything. And what I realized was the only thing that could stand true was God, the only thing that was actually going to stay through the worst of patient deaths, through the worst of my own life experiences, through the hardest of days, and through the most beautiful of opportunities, as God stays true no matter what. And so you want to have something and someone to hang on to that is going to help you get through the bad days. He obviously would be there if you waited until after residency and would be, you know, arms open wide. But if he could give you the ability to see something in your patient's life that you wouldn't have otherwise seen, wouldn't you rather partner with him now and walk this out even better now as opposed to trying to figure it out later? I think he really can change the entire way that we practice when we choose to partner with him. So I would encourage you to do your best to make that a priority. It's not going to be the very biggest thing 15 hours a day that you do every day, but if you treat it like it's important, it will continue to grow and give you a great foundation to stand on.
Yes, amen to that. And just to rely on the gospel, because there'll be failure. There'll be times when it doesn't all work perfectly, but knowing that who we are is grounded in not what we do or if we do it well or not. It's grounded in Christ and his imputed righteousness to us, that we are in him, and he is for us and desires the best for us, and we can rest in that and rest in the truth of the gospel, which is applied to us every day. Well, this has been a great conversation, and we're going to put in the show notes about your book. Anything else that you want to share before we sign off? Anything that hasn't been said?
If you go to my website, www.ashleytoriak.com, I'm working on just kind of developing some little Bible studies, things that I went through with my groups when I was in school, and just kind of putting them together in short ways that you can kind of use with friends. So you can, if you sign up for my email list, I'll send those out to you as well.
Fantastic. You know, I need to talk more about that too, make sure those kind of resources get out there and get used and get leveraged by our trainees. So that's great.
Awesome.
Ashley.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for just the ways that you have leaned in more and more to the Lord and trusting in him and walking in the power of the Spirit and bringing Christ into the vocation. And rather than bifurcating them, making them like two separate things, you've been able to unite them and practically live that out. And so thank you for that and for writing a book, which allows us, it captures much of what we talked about and much more, which I think is a fantastic read. So we're going to, again, put that in the show notes, put the website in the show notes, and so people can connect directly with you. So, Dr. T, thank you so much for being a part of this conversation and being a part of the podcast.
Thank you for having me. This was amazing.
Okay. God bless.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. CMDA's Student Pulse podcast is a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the organization. CMDA is non-partisan and does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on Student Pulse podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members.